يا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا رحمة للعالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على
محمد والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد
اللهم
محمد وآل محمد أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe, the one who has created mankind in a way that they have the opportunity to submit to his will and to acquire the qualities that are going to determine the fate of that person. He has given us many different tools to be able to look into this universe and to find the beauty and the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of the qualities that He has created the creation with. With those tools, we're able to understand Him, we're also able to understand His will, and we're also able to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an honor for a person enough, as Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam has said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad,
that if a person is able to become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that if your master and my master can become Allah, that it is the greatest honor that can be bestowed in this universe. What we are about to embark on is a journey of emotions. It's a journey in which a person elevates himself or herself to the heights that are unimaginable. If a person is able to change in this month, it is the only opportunity out of the few in a year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doors of mercy and forgiveness are open in a way that the person can change from a lower state to the highest state. That in this month, the doors of forgiveness is such that if you were to use our hearts, the emotions that we have for Imam Hussein Sattu Salam, and get our hearts to melt. And by having these hearts to melt, our emotions, they project in our tears, in the matam that we're going to do, in the ceremonies that are going to happen in commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, his friends and family, in the efforts that are going to be placed for you to take your time and effort to be able to participate in the ceremonies, that if you take all of this as means to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no better opportunity than the opportunity that lies in front of us. Qaza means mourning. Right? Mourning is a state of the heart. When a person passes away that you love, from every single thing that you do, it is reflected. Your emotions are reflected in your speech. Your emotions are reflected in your actions and every single thing that you do. And your body language is such that anybody who looks at you can tell that this person is a state of mourning. یعنی آپ کی گفتار سے رفتار سے آپ کے اعمال سے جو شخص بھی آپ کی طرف دیکھتا ہے اس کو پتہ لگ جاتا ہے کہ اس شخص کے کا دل ٹوٹا ہو, کہ اس کی جو حالت بنی ہوئی ہے کچھ ہے, کہ اس نے کوئی کسی کو لوز کر لیا, somebody has passed away, he has lost somebody, his heart is broken, you know, his emotions are such that it is on his face. That person will come up to you and ask you, is everything okay? Okay? To just get this idea across, the ones who have their father and mother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and keep their love and du'as in your life. The ones who have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins and elevate their levels in heaven. If your parents are alive, if somebody was to tell you today that they've passed away, this world, nobody is going to stay forever. Right? We are to him and to him is our return. If they were to give you this news, would you require somebody to narrate the stories of your parents for you to be able to shed tears? Would they require to tell you the importance of parents for you to be able to shed tears? Does anything else is required for you to be in a state of mourning? Just the news is enough, no? Just the news is enough that your parents have passed away. Just hearing that, the person's heart will break and will get into the state of mourning. So in regards to mourning, it's a state of heart. And if our hearts are hardened by the things that we do on a daily basis, then it becomes difficult for us to be able to get that state in us and that people can see. So as Muharram is starting, try to keep your state of heart in a way that when somebody looks at you, should be able to say that, you know, you've lost someone. You know, you'll see people all day, they're laughing and smiling, they're acting exactly the way that they would act normally. And then all of a sudden when they come to the azah of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they think that the mourning of Imam Hussain only starts at that time. The only when you wear the black dress and you come over into the Husainiyah and you see other people, that's when the azah of Imam Hussain, the mourning of Imam Hussain starts. It's not that. It's in your heart, right? And it starts with your heart being melted. And it starts with you. And it starts from the very, you know, the time that you open your eyes and the time you close your eyes. It's not for an hour or two. It's not for 10 days. Right? So try to have that consciously. Try to create that state of heart where you are in a state of mourning. Right? Then when somebody looks at you and says, you know, how come every day you were smiling, but today you don't have a smile on your face? How come you look like something is wrong? Why is it that you look so sad? You know, you have the opportunity to tell them that, you know, there was a person by the name of Hussein, and with his family and his friends, he stood for justice, for liberation of humanity from their lowly desires. He stood on the principles in which there is no compromise. He stood for fairness for people. He wanted all of humanity to get close to the Creator. He sacrificed in a way that he became the father of slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we commemorate Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's so that we have the opportunity to tell others when they look at us. If you're crying in a corner, somebody is going to come and ask you why you're crying. Yes or no? If you're smiling, somebody is going to ask you why you're smiling. Right? When you cry, when you come and commemorate Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is your body language that tells others that something has gone wrong and gives you the opportunity to let them know about Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the history behind it. So mourning is actually, in a way, it is sign of a protest. Mourning is, we are protesting against the atrocities that were committed and are still being committed. Azaa of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a protest. It's been 1400 years, but we are not content with the injustice that was done, and we will never be content with any kind of injustice. Whether that injustice is committed by our own selves, our own people, or others. Anything which is injustice, we are against that. We're against unfairness. We're against prejudice. We're against all of these things that were in the hearts and the lives of the enemies of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a protest. It's a way to tell others that what has gone wrong. Your tears are the alam for the azaa of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your jaloos is also a protest. Your wearing black clothes is a protest. Your matam is a protest. You're coming in and gathering in numbers so that other people can know what is going on. Why are so many people gathering and all wearing black clothes? So they can ask you. Okay? So as this month is coming, think about this. It's not just about 2 or 3 hours, but your life has to change. The way you behave has to change. It's not just wearing black clothes, but having the softness of the heart where you can, you know, try this. If during the day, try it. That in your mind, bring the names of Imam Hussain and his family and his friends. Just think. Okay. In the morning, if you get up for Fajr prayers and that azan is going on, think about the azan of Ali Akbar. That when you hear the azan, think of Hazrat Ali Akbar. You don't have to wait till the 9th or the 10th. Every time in the morning you hear the azan, think of Hazrat Ali Akbar. And say to him that you are my master. You are my master. You stood for those principles that gave you the highest of status. I'm your slave. In this month, in this day, bless me with a little bit of your strength so that I can also fulfill my duties. So that I can also submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you did. Right? Your whole day, whatever that you do, when you look at water, what are you supposed to do? Look at how Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam related water with his remembrance. He said, when you go and you're going to be seeing my Shias, the people who follow Imam Hussain, the people who follow Imam Hussain, that wherever he takes a step, they take their step after that. Right? He said, give them my salam. Give them my salam and tell them, I remember you. He said, I remembered you when Ali Asghar was in my arms. I remembered you. Give them my salam and tell them that when they drink water, to remember me. Water is the source of your life and my life. Imam Hussain connected himself to the source of life that runs in us, that every day we have to. Every time you will look at water, remember Imam Hussain. Say to him, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdul. Say to him, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you. You gave me salam. Today I'm drinking this water, remembering your thirst. And the thirst of your kids. don't just drink water in Muharram without remembering Imam Hussain. At least in this month, every time you look at water, remember Imam Hussain. You know Imam Sajjad used to do that? For years and years and years, every time Imam Sajjad would look at water, he would cry. Every time he would eat food, he would cry. Every time he would see shade, he would cry. When he would be walking with somebody who was slaughtering an animal, he would tell them, have you given it water? That's mourning, that's azaa of Imam Hussain. Then in your life there are signs by which you remember him. And every time you remember him, your heart breaks. You remember his sacrifice and his principles. You take strength from those tears. And you say to yourself, these tears that are flowing is giving me strength to be able to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the martyrs of Karbala. Don't just keep the remembrance of Imam Hussain just for in 1 or 2 hours. Don't expect others to make you cry. If you have a soft heart, just the name of Imam Hussain is enough. If you're getting, if you feel that you're not able to break your heart, and Imam Hussain's name is not enough, try to say Zainab. Try in your heart to keep repeating the name of Bibi Zainab. Your heart will melt. So this state of the heart that requires the softness of the heart, Imam Hussain and his sacrifice allows us to be able to do that. And when we are in that state of softness of heart, we have the opportunity to ask for forgiveness and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Try to do that. That when you are crying, when your heart has broken and you cry, at that time ask anything that you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever your difficulties are, ask at that time. And you will notice that those prayers would get accepted the soonest or the fastest that have ever been. Try it. Okay? That when your heart breaks, whatever difficulties you have, whether it's to do with health, wealth, honor, family issues, whatever difficulties that there are, just when your heart breaks and you are crying, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. And you will see that those difficulties will go away. Okay? It's an opportunity. Whoever avails from this month will become successful. And whoever doesn't is going to stay the same as they were before. Right? So, I'll give you some... These were some things that you can start preparing your minds and your heart. This has to do more with your heart. That you get into the state of mourning. You think about Imam Hussain Sassam from the time you get up, from the time you go to sleep. When you look at water, when you look at food, when you look at those things that are associated with Imam Hussain and the sacrifice he made, think about Imam Hussain Sassam at that time. In your behavior, bring the change in which people can see your body language and tell that they can know that you are in a state of mourning. So that they can ask you, is everything okay? And you have the opportunity to help people about what Imam Hussain Sattu Sam did. Okay. The other thing is, as far as your mind is concerned, that when you are crying, your mind says, okay, why are you crying? This is Hussain that you have not seen, this Hussain that, 1400 years ago came, and his friends and family got martyred. This happened such a long time ago. You have never seen him. Why are you crying? Right? Because they ask these objections, no? They say this, these objections are given to you. In your mind, know, answer your mind, tell it, you know I have not seen Imam Hussain, I know I was not there 1400 years ago, but in myself, I know that anyone who stood for justice and submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires my love and honor and commemoration. It's in the nature of every human being. If you go across cultures, you'll see that they commemorate their heroes. They commemorate those individuals who did something for humanity. They commemorate those individuals who stood on any sort of principle of justice. They commemorate them and they remember them for hundreds of years. And in their commemoration, they will come together and remember their stories. It's part of our nature. Right? And then also tell your mind that Imam Hussain sacrificed himself, his family and his friends for the sake of what? What was it that he saved? It was Islam. If you are able to pray namaz today, it's saved by Imam Hussain. If you're able to go for Hajj today, it was saved by Imam Hussain. If you're able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that connection was given to you by Imam Hussain. If you call yourself a Muslim today, it's because of his sacrifice. If you're able to distinguish yourself separate from the ones who are committing all the atrocities and calling themselves as a Muslim, it's because of Imam Hussain Satus. If you are against those people who are using Islam in the name of committing atrocities in Syria, in Yemen, in everywhere else, that you're able to separate yourself. You say to people, that's not the vision, that's not the shape of Islam. That these people have nothing to do with Islam. Islam does not say to kill young kids and slaughter the families and imprison those people who have done nothing wrong. Islam doesn't say, it doesn't say that, oh, if you are not going to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'm going to cut your neck. Like Rafidin, there's no compulsion in religion. If today you're able to separate yourself from these ISIS and ISIL and all of these other atrocity makers in the name of Islam, it's because of the understanding that you have of Imam Hussain, sacrifice and what justice is. It's because of him that you're able to distinguish yourself, that I'm not like the ones who are trying, who have imprisoned Khana Kaaba. Who have imprisoned the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not like them. The one who will commit murder in the holy place for their own self-vested interest and kill thousands of people, I'm not like them. So that they can get their self-vested interest to hide that interest under the bodies of thousands of people. To pick them up like garbage and to throw them out like garbage. You can say to others, we're not like that. It's because of Imam Hussain. So tell your mind that there is no blessing that you have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is not by the means of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and his sacrifice in Karbala. That's why he deserves anything that you can give more than that. Your time, your effort, your broken heart, your remembrance of him, the love that you have. It's all there. Right? And tell your mind as well, that, you know, this is an opportunity for me to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Azah is worship, right? You can, yes or no? It's worship. Okay. And it is one of the biggest form of worship that a person can perform in their life. Okay. It requires sincerity, any type of worship. Yes or no? Any type of worship requires sincerity. And the intention that it is going to be purely for the getting nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True or not? Yeah. We say what? When we perform any worship, what do we say? Qurbatan ilallah. Some people say Qurbatan illallah. Which basically is probably very true. It's probably more true statement than Qurbatan ilallah. Qurbatan illallah, if you end up saying, means that I seek nearness of everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which we end up doing. In reality, this is what we end up doing. That we try to get close to everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, come to right, we go to left. He says, put your head down, our head is up. He says, don't do that, we do it. Okay? In reality, this is probably more of a true statement, but we are told to say Qurbatan ilallah, that we seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So when you perform worship, it's actually means, it's not your goal. We're just going to talk like maybe 10-15 minutes and that's it. There is only one goal in this universe. Only one goal. One end. You know when you read a book? Right? When you read a book, when in the last page of that book it says the end, what do? Close the book. That's it. There's nothing more. I don't know. Yes? Okay. What do we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our return, meaning end. Yes or no? The whole universe, that's all it is. The sky is inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The earth is inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This whole universe, the only end that this universe has is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the whole universe is going towards that end. Just for a bit of science, the people who are interested, when supernova happens, right, when a star just goes supernova, or the planets, they get destroyed, right? Kiamat comes in this universe all the time. Yes? Kiamat, like, you know how the whole earth is going to just become like cotton, it's going to go up in the air. Everything is going to be destroyed. Your whole planet will go, you know, kaboom. It happens in the universe all the time. Okay? And it happens to stars all the time. These asteroids that you see in the, in the space, is just the rubble that is there from broken planets. Don't be too safe, you know. This happens all the time. And these planets are much bigger than ours. Ours is the smallest planet in this whole universe. Right? The smallest planet in this whole universe, we are going around a ball of fire and we are sitting on a ball of fire and we are going in space without any strings attached. While this ball of fire is going around a ball of fire, and this ball of fire is also revolving around its own axle. And we feel so safe. You know? Who has made us feel safe? Right? Who has made us feel safe? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. But think about it. So the whole universe is going towards that one end. Okay, and the rest of the things that you see are all means. So there's one end and all the rest are means. Okay, this idea I want you to write it on your hearts. There is only one end, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest are all means. They become means to another means, to another means, to another means, to another means, which ends in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all it is. This is the mystery of this universe. This is the secret of this universe. This is the secret of your life and your contentment. This is what differentiates from a mu'min and a kafir. This differentiates from a believer and an unbeliever. This difference, this makes the difference between a righteous and a non-righteous. Just this. That everything is means to another means to another means, and the end is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? We understand this concept? Okay. What is your job? Your end or means? Please, I don't mind if you speak. You've been hearing me speak for so long. What is your job? Is that end or means? G?
Means.
Okay. What is your university degree? G? Is this the purpose of your life? The end? No, right? What is it? Means. Your job is means, because it gives you other means, and those other means become other means. And all of these means, they end up where? Where do you end up after eating and wearing clothes and having a house? That all that job supposed to give you, where do you end up? What happens? Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. With all the wealth that you accomplished, with all the wealth that you got, with all of that career that you got, you became the most famous, the best person, the best engineer, the best doctor, the best, you know, IT person in the world, and you have all of this money, and you get all of these means, where do you end up? In that 6-foot grave. Where everybody just says, he was from Allah and he has gone to. What are your kids? Means or end? Bachche kya hai? Vasila hai? Ya hadaf hai? Ji? Vasila hai? Kuch logon ka ye kehna hota hai ki hum to jeete hi apne bachchon ke liye. Hum to jeete unhi ke liye, sab kuch jo hai unhi ke liye. आपको जीना खुदा के लिए, बच्चे तो उसने आपको अमानत दी है, बच्चे तो वसीला है. Kids are means. Okay. What about wife, husband? All means. Your life is, your wife is not the end, and your husband is not the end. The end is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you to get to Him. Your job was mean so that you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your degree is mean so that you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your wife is mean so you can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your husband is your means to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them are means. And if they're not getting to you, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are no blessings, they are actually nikmah. They're no blessings, they are curse. If your job is getting you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, money is taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, position and being famous is taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a curse. If your kids are not taking you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are a curse, they are not a blessing. If your wife does not take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she is a curse. If your husband doesn't take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a curse. These means were so that we can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can have qurb ilahi. The same intention, qurbatan ilallah. With me so far? This was the easy part. What is namaz? The means. It's not the end. If you make namaz your end, you will have a black dot on your forehead, but you will not be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because namaz was your end, you prayed, that's it, done. What's next? The end. Right? When namaz becomes your goal and it doesn't remain a means, namaz doesn't take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just when you have reached the end, what do you feel? Relieved. For morning, you have this thing in your thought, oh, I have to pray Zohar. And you pray Zohar and say, Alhamdulillah. Right? And then you say, I have to pray Maghrib. And when you pray Maghrib, Alhamdulillah. You feel relieved. Why? Because this was the burden you were carrying, this was your end, you achieved that end and now you feel comfortable. But if namaz was means, you'll never be satisfied. You will look at your namaz, you'll never become arrogant. People who pray namaz, they become arrogant. Oh, I pray namaz, I pray 51 rakat, I do this, I do that, I get up at this and I don't have a qaza namaz in my whole life. So that was your end, you achieved it. How many people who stood against Imam Ali prayed? They have black dots on their forehead. To them, namaz was not means, it was the end. If namaz was means for them, they would have realized that namaz connects you with Ali. Salawat is also means, so we should utilize it for the means that it is for.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
These khajids, they would have known that salah actually connects you. It is means to Ali, and Ali is means to Allah. Hey, your worship is means towards Ahlul Bayt, and Ahlul Bayt are means towards Allah. They should have realized that. But they thought that namaz is the end, and they prayed. Worship is the end, and they did. No. Okay, now that we are getting closer to the end, just tell me, what is Aza of Imam Hussain? Is it means or end? See? It's means. It's not the end. Don't make it the end. And when you get to the majlis, I have done my end. Did some matam, I've done my end. I had majlis in my house, it's the end. It's means. It's probably the biggest means that you and I have to connect to Allah. It's one of the biggest means you and I have to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not able to connect in the end of our aza, and there is no end to the aza. I always have difficulty when on the 9th or the 10th people say, Al-Bida, 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 Imam Hussain. There is no saying goodbye to Imam Hussain. There is never a goodbye to Imam Hussain. You cannot go away from him. You cannot say, I say Khuda Hafiz to you. I go away from you. You cannot bury him on the 10th and leave him.
His means for you every single day and breath you take towards Allah. Do not do that to him. He didn't become Aba Abdullah for that. He was Aba Abdullah for him to be means for lowly people like us, for dirt to become gold. That the one who cries for Imam Hussein before it was dirt, now it's gold. Before it was nobody, now it's somebody. He might still be among people in the earth, nobody, but in the heavens, he's somebody. When the angels, when they see that the azaa of Imam Hussain is going on, there is a light that goes and the angels, they come and they enter into that place. And when they go back, other angels, they look at them and say, you look very bright and there is a beautiful smell that comes from you. I want to know what it is. And they say, I've just come from the azaa of Imam Hussain. And they say, where is it? Is it still there? He says, it's done. And they keep searching the universe. Wherever that light comes, they go there. It means for you and I to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is worship. Imam Hussain sacrificed his means to Allah. Your tears are means to Allah. Your matam, every hand that you take up and put it on your chest is means towards Allah. Don't make this as your end. It's not the end. Don't say for 10 days. No. The most difficult, the most atrocities that were committed, it was after the 10th. The biggest atrocities that were committed that made the heart of Ahlul Bayt cry was after the 10th. When Imam Zaman was seen in the dream, and the person asked, you know, we hear that your eyes, they bleed. They have tears of blood. And that when you mourn with blood being coming out of your eyes. You have tears of blood. Is it because of the martyrdom of Imam Hussain? He says, no. The person goes on, takes names. Says, is it because of Ali Asghar? Say, Imam, your eyes, they have tears of blood. Why? And Imam says, Asham, Asham. Why is it that after 10 days we leave our Imam all by himself? Why don't we walk with Bibi Zain? Why don't we walk with Imam Siddharth? Why are we only for 10 days? Try to walk with Imam Siddharth. Prepare your hearts. The doors of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open. The tears that you will shed will become means for you to get close to Him, will become means for your du'as to be accepted. The matam you will do will become means for your forgiveness, for you to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Imam of the time is looking at your hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to become the true followers and the mourners of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom and the courage to be able to stand against any injustice and unfairness in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity and the power to submit to His will. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept
the efforts that you're going to be placing in this holy month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your aza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your tears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize that everything in this universe is just means, and the only end we have is Him. May the Imam of the time, who is means towards Allah and towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he appear in front of our eyes as soon as possible, and that we are his friends and followers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, the tyrants who committed the atrocities in the past and present. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal-Asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa al-lazina amanu wa amanu al-salihat wa tawassul al-haq wa tawassul al-haq.